At 6:06, it is fair and 67 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Windy with record warmth possible this afternoon, a high of 79. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. What is old may be new again. Tulsa's Beautification Task Force would like for the city to use a moniker given to it back in the 1950s by Reader's Digest.
This is where we're starting. America's most beautiful city. Welcome signs. By golly, we're just going to proclaim it. We did it in 1957. We can do it in 2012.
That is the task force's Ken Busby. Other proposals include underground utilities, better sign ordinance enforcement, and sprucing up special corridors like routes to and from the airport. We will go in detail on this story at 7:35 this morning. Well, these are Thomas Mansour's last few hours on the Tulsa City Council. Three members of the council will take the oath of office this afternoon at the Gilcrease Museum. Mansour has served District 7, but has accepted a job in Ardmore.
I'm not going to quit being a Tulsan. I may leave for a while, but I'm proud to have been a Tulsan and be a Tulsan, and I'm very glad to have been on this council.
He will be replaced by Ariana Moore, who won last month's election. Councilors Jack Henderson and Blake Ewing will begin new terms today as well. The agreement between the Tulsa Public Facilities Board and the Muscogee Creek Nation for the naming rights of the Quick Trip Center on the fairgrounds could be modified this week. The Public Facilities Board, also known as the Fair Board, will consider modifying the agreement. However, it is not expected to change a provision that ends live horse racing events on the fairgrounds. A formal announcement is expected later this morning when the county commission meeting takes place. That meeting begins at 9:30 this morning. Our Marshall Stewart will be there. Follow-up this morning on Planet Tulsa. Now, that is the name given to the new comprehensive plan for Tulsa. The city would like to hear from you on a new online forum that expands civic engagement opportunities.
Well, this new online forum is designed to give citizens a different way and a very good way to participate in matters of local interest, whatever those might be.
Mayor Bartlett says the forum was created by the city's Planning and Economic Development Office. The address is feedbacktulsa.org. Another suspect in the murder for hire of Tulsa businessman Neil Sweeney goes on trial today. Jury selection will start this morning at the courthouse downtown for Alfonso Johnson. He's accused of helping Tarico Bethel carry out the shooting. Here in Tulsa, we are some 11 inches below normal rainfall for this year. The drought is even worse out in western Oklahoma. Taylor Meyer farms out in the Panhandle, and he says the drought is making it tough for him to make plans.
As far as my plans that I've had and how my cow notes are structured and things like that, this is a very challenging year. Fortunately, I have the support of a great family.
He expects beef prices to increase as the supply begins to dwindle. In sports this morning, the University of Tulsa will play Iowa State at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis on New Year's Eve. The Sooners will take on Texas A&M at the Cotton Bowl on January 4th. And OSU will be playing Purdue on New Year's Day at the Heart of Dallas Bowl. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today, a high of 79. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of rain, down to 45 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a little cooler, a high of 65. And on Wednesday and Thursday, sunshine and still nice with a high of 65 both days. Friday, maybe some rain and 60. National Weather Service radar is clear. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair at 610 and 67 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.